Now 7 after the hour. Next hour up on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Batter up.
Batter up. Roberta Fasanelli, big baseball fan. She likes to watch people play baseball. Like, especially likes to have the batters swing.
The boys.
Jennifer likes to watch the boys, and so do the Boomer Broad like to watch the boys.
Dodger.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
It's normal.
Or it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old
How are those
ball
Capitals
game.
Doing, Rich? Next verse.
So the Boomer Broads are big fans of the Red Stockings, as am I. I don't care much about sports, but when it comes to baseball, I kind of go back to my days as a kid. Ted Williams was the big thing, and Mickey Mantle, everybody booed. Pretty much the same as the Red Sox and the Yankees
but it's,
now.
It's more than baseball, Doug. It's just what it represents, you know.
Yes. The beginning of spring.
Yay. But haven't things changed in such an unusual way? Used to be baseball season was just this pure start of spring and sports and Americana and apple pie, the whole thing. Now you've got it juxtaposed against a Barry Bonds, you know, case, you know, on steroids and all of the negativity that now exists in the world of sports. And it's kind of sad that things have evolved in some ways point.
No, but yeah, it is sad, but it's just the same thing as with everything else. Big business, big government. There's so much money at stake here. I was looking at Babe Ruth's career the other day for some reason. The highest amount he ever made was $250,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Now, these guys make that in a game now.
That was
money. That was big money.
That is big money for those days.
Yeah. Ted Williams got $100,000.
What did Ted Williams make?
$100,000. Ted Williams? Well, not at the apex, but it was plenty of his seasons he made. $100,000. I think he got the same as Babe Ruth toward the end of his career, maybe a little bit more because he was around longer than
so
Babe Ruth.
So you feel
was.
That the steroid use was really just a drive to make more money, to be a better player, and just keep the...
I mean, look at how it was handled by Major League Baseball. Look at Mark, what's his face from St. Louis?
McGuire.
Mark McGuire. And how when they get off of steroids and what they look like versus what they look like when they were on steroids.
But think about it. Yeah. Once one person does it, then everybody else has the pressure to match up with them and
play that
well.
Well, not only that, they have the door open in terms of, I guess, legalities. Who's that? Jose Canseco.
Canseco was the one who came out with the book that really was the whistleblower on the whole thing.
Yeah, and to show you what a big phony he is, there was supposed to be a boxing match between him and somebody else over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this or not or you heard the story. Did anybody hear the story? Jose Canseco was supposed to, on Friday night in Las Vegas, fight some guy, box some guy.
He's on Celebrity Apprentice right now.
I was going to say, he's too busy with Donald Trump.
And well, he didn't want to, so he sent his twin brother into the ring. And they discovered it wasn't Jose because his brother, this is how stupid these guys are. Jose has tattoos on his arm, so when they weighed in, the tattoos were there. The guy shows up at the ring, doesn't have any tattoos on. So they start investigating. They do some kind of test. They figure out this isn't Jose, it's his brother. It looks a lot like him, but it wasn't him. So, I mean, you're dealing with these elements. The reason I bring the story up is because the elements that are there now in any of these professional sports are certainly different than they were. Was there cheating? Was there lying? Was there thievery? Betting? Nobody really knew about it, and perhaps it wasn't done to the extent that it's being done now.
And the other side of the coin is these young men through high school, through college, have been coddled. When you think a Jose Canseco is not a bright guy, he probably didn't have to take a test.
No.
He was probably helped through school by all of his coaches. I mean, it's just such an interesting phenomenon what has happened to sports. Because I love it. And Doug, you know, I used to go, I was on the air
for a
bit doing
sports. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was a sports person, and I have a great deal of love for it, and I think I speak for a lot of women. We turn to sports as a way to get closer to our dads. I don't know if Jennifer or Roberta have the same experience, but my father, you know, worked 6 days a week as a retailer. He had one day off. He watched sports on Sunday, and if I wanted to be with him, I better had learned what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
And so I learned it and got a passion for it. But even I now look at it, and I feel, you know, I look at what's happening with the NFL. I look at the baseball situation. I read about the concussions in hockey, and it's just like, what the heck has happened to this wonderful, pure, great guy?
I don't see it that way. I see it as I'm a much more casual fan, and may represent a different demographic, but it's play ball. It's still a great sport.
There are people. You both represent what basically the generic thinking is today on either side. Yep, there's too much money, too much pressure. These guys are killing themselves. That's what anybody who understood how to examine these brain scans that are coming from the NFL, where now they've started to get worried because some of the families of the players have sued Major League Baseball, and they're suing the teams for the kind of danger that they are in when they are playing these games. Soccer's the same thing. Hockey's the same thing. Wrestling, the multi-man, what do they call the martial arts? Mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts.
All of that stuff.
And yet for the kind of money they're making, they'll still do it.
And they'll do it because of the money.
During spring training, didn't somebody, one of our Red Sox players, get hit with a ball in his head?
Really, what happened to him?
He got hit.
But is he okay?
Josh Beckett got hit with a ball being thrown by a coach. Do you remember
him?
That? Just during spring training, the coach by mistake threw a ball towards him and it hit his head and the whole place went crazy. I mean, that's all we need is to lose a pitcher. Although the way Josh has been pitching lately, maybe it wouldn't be such a
So they don't really care about whether he got hurt or not. They only care if he can pitch.
That's
the message.
We're a band that can pitch.
Yeah. They're like meat. These guys are like meat on a stick. Well, no matter what the sport is, that's what they are.
But the thing is that they admit that that's their thing, and they are willing to do it because there is so much money.
Yeah, and they leave
there
it to their families because they'll be dead.
Yeah, well, the only issue is you're absolutely right, Rich, there is so much money. But, you have to remember, these guys are probably done with their careers in their mid-30s.
Yes.
A lot of money because they have many, many years to go without a living unless they've been smart enough to plan ahead.
They can be just like all the people that work for the government. They can retire at full pension. They go to work at another government job. They can do that.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
All right, so we have the Boomer Bros with us. We're talking about the baseball, the freshness of spring, and the ugliness of the sports. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than GEICO and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
The baseball season is in front of us. Springtime. The weather this weekend, though, looks like starting today. If you're in Texas, weather really wild, and it goes across through the Carolinas and up the coast. So the reverse, you'll have pretty wild weather. It looks like by Thursday night, Friday, some point in time, New England. So it looks to me like, ladies, and I remember, I think this happened more than once, but I remember a baseball, Red Sox baseball game, first day, there was so much snow floating around that the game had to be called. And that happens. The thing is, they push to get started early because more money. They have to, 186 games, 168 games? Mm-hmm. Which is it?
86.
What is it? 186 games.
Yeah. 162 games.
162. All right, something like that. So they have to get them. They normally play, five games a week, six games a week?
Uh-huh. Five or six,
So over the course of their season, I think the interesting story is for most of the teams, the variance in weather. Once you get into the middle of the year, it's okay. It's pretty much the same everywhere. But when you start in the north, these guys are wearing their heavy sweatshirts, and it has to affect how the game is played because you just can't have as much mobility if you've got long johns on and a heavy sweatshirt.
Yep. They say it's particularly difficult for players that come from the Dominican Republic and some of these hot, like a David Ortiz type.
And that's another thing.
They find it very difficult.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But all of these players that come from the Banana Republics or wherever they come from, Dominican Republic.
Basically, they go from living in a shack to being a zillionaire. Yeah.
Right, and they can't speak English, most of them. And, there's a part of it that makes me think they're just like mercenaries, like we send soldiers into foreign lands and pay them.
Okay. We send the talent scouts down there to go searching for them.
Yeah, they're trained. I mean, that's their way out of poverty. You can't blame these guys.
I'm not blaming
that
them.
That is their way out.
I just think that it has put a different color, if you'll pardon the pun, on the game. And has, not that it ought to be all white, I think that it's, you look at the old Negro League, whether it's a baseball or basketball, and do they have a Negro League in football? I don't know.
I don't know if they did. But for sure they had it in baseball, of course.
Oh, yeah, they had it in baseball. Yeah. They had it in other sports. And so these guys who were
not
really
in
good
hockey,
players.
Though. They haven't had it in hockey.
Well, how many black people do you know play hockey?
Hey, a
When's
few.
The last time?
And
there's,
some are on the Kings, by the way.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not enough for a league.
No,
probably not.
Yeah, and maybe the same thing is true for women. I'd like to see women play baseball. I bet there's some women out there who are just as good could play ball, baseball just
Jenny
as well.
Jenny Finch? Hello.
Yeah, softball.
She's the pitcher, right?
Yeah.
She's the pitcher in softball.
Rockin' hot.
Actually, there's a great story about a woman who's been doing a spring training pitching.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Right, I did. I saw that, right. I told Richie she was throwing 95 miles an hour. He almost caught it.
Yeah. She's not throwing 95 miles.
Oh, no. You guys, come on.
She'd have a contract.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, ladies. Give us some food for thought. Are the Boomer Broads here on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, Essie knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
5. I always look on
the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life.
La 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 la. Top three, Richie, are all English.
You must always fight
your birthday. Group today. Tuesday, the 29th of March. Eric Idle, born this day, 1943.
So,
always look on the bright side of life. Monty Python's Flying Circus. The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Funny guy. How much?
One of the funniest guests we've ever had on this show.
How much did I get away with that morning when he was?
Yeah, I wish I could play. Back in those days, we could barely get away with it, but yeah, I can't do it nowadays. I had the promos of him being on air, and Doug was just like, sing a song, sing anything, because he had his guitar in studio.
Yeah.
And he ripped off two songs. The first line, we had to stop him.
Yeah.
But he was really funny guy.
Good guy. All right, so that's Eric Idle's story, 68 today. Also, same age as Vangelis, the pianist.
Can't say that on radio.
What, pianist?
Yeah.
Or Vangelis?
You think this one's bad? Wait till you hear the next
one.
Wait till you hear the next one.
All right, so anyway, he's 68 as well. Remember the movie Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, Denny McClain, guy that aced me out of a job in Detroit, amongst other things. He went to jail. But was he betting? His income tax evasion or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, he's born this day, 1944 as well. Walt Frazier, the Basketball Hall of Famer's birthday is today, 1945. How come we're not celebrating? Oh, we are. All right, so let's do Terry Jacks now.
We had joy. Oh, I like this one.
Oh, please.
Jesus in the sun.
This music is so bad.
Oh,
born this date 67 years ago. Shot by Rich McFadden on this date. Next, Bobby Kimball from Toto. Real name is Bobby Kimball Toto. It's T-O-T-A-U-X.
I never realized I would love Toto so much, but when you're listening to Terry Jacks.
Yeah. Hold the Line, one of their hits. Africa, another one of their big hits. Rosanna, number one song for them. So happy birthday to Bobby Kimball. Then there's Diane Kaye, played Nancy on Eight Is Enough. You know, this song, the theme of this show sounded a lot like the theme to WCKY or WKY.
WKRP.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer.
Call.
Yeah, thank you. We belong together. We are together on the radio. We spend more time together than most couples do.
That's
right?
True.
You realize that? Jennifer, Roberto, Richie, we spend more time together.
And we don't fight that much. And Rich sometimes.
Yeah, because he's annoying.
That's my job.
I know it is. Okay, so we got
paid
Nancy.
Lots of money to be annoying.
Diane Kaye is 57. She played Nancy on Eight Is Enough.
John Bob.
Popper.
John Popper.
This is a very good song.
Yeah.
This is a good pop bluesy good song. Yep.
You know, but My wife loves this band, so I got her tickets and we went and saw them. And what we didn't know is that they're a jam band. A jam band
music.
That they take every single song and they make it about 27 minutes long.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like B.B. King. It's a B.B. King band.
Nah,
play
King
your hits and go home.
That's what Janet wanted to hear. So she was like, they played a 33-minute version of this song.
Right.
And she was like, okay, ready to go.
Last celebrant that we have here on the list is Lucy Lawless.
Zena.
Played Zena. She's now another superhero, though. Isn't she playing some other... She was in some movie I saw not recently. I mean, she married to some big-time director. Very sexy lady in lots of ways. Elle McPherson's birthday is today, born this day, 1963.
Ooh, hello, Elle.
And Jennifer Capriati, the tennis champion.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday today, born this day, 1976.
Navigating a bathroom in a wheelchair can be dangerous.
I didn't have a roll-in shower. I had a regular shower with a shower door.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dennis Mason solved his problem with a remodel. Now he can roll his wheelchair underneath the vanity and face forward as he uses the shelf. There's no step into his shower, and the remodeler, Green Construction Services, installed a movable shower head.
We put in a pressure temperature control valve so that you would not be scalded. Typically, we're going to put that valve accessible outside the shower so you can test the water temperature before you enter the shower and then move in and don't risk being burned or scalded by the water.
This remodel is one of the winners of the Livable Communities Awards. See the Mason's new bathroom on our website and watch a video about the redesign. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Flexibility with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
No waste of your time here. Always something important. Be sure to check back with us. If you have to go away, you can download any of the things that are here available for your listening and dancing pleasure. The hours are marked 1 to 4. When you go to the archives at DougStephan.com, download them every day. Within 5-10 minutes of the hour ending, you have the pleasure of our company again. A lot of people listen on their way to work live. And then they listen later on during the day. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. The poll today at DougStephan.com, do you think there is a chance we came from another planet? I know we've come from other planets.
How do you know?
I know. I feel it.
You don't know.
I do know.
Sean and I just had homework last night for him, which was helping them understand the difference between fact and opinion.
That's it.
Fact, sir, is an opinion.
No, it's not. It's a fact. Folks at MIT are looking into the possibility right now.
The possibility does not make it a fact. The possibility
makes it a fact
as
far as I'm concerned because it's my theory.
And investigating that
opinion. My theory has more weight to it than yours. Other than I don't have to lose as much weight as you had, so I have more going for me. All right, anyway.
You're a funny little human being.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I may not be
whatever
a human
planet
being. I could be from out of this world.
Whatever planet I came from must be of higher intelligence than yours.
Hardly. Your planet, the planet you came from, is in the biggest trash bin.
Of,
he's so easy, isn't he, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay,
April
anyway.
Baseball season starting.
Our poll, do you think there's a chance we came from another planet? A, yes, anything is possible. B, probably there doesn't seem to be much intelligent life as represented by
on
the
this
last
show. Oh, my gosh.
See, I doubt it, but it certainly would explain some things, and D, no. Right,
I think that possibly our DNA structure might have been seeded from another planet.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'll give you this to think about.
Why?
Doug always likes to talk about, look at South America and
the various places, the way people
the
look differently around.
The continents are a puzzle.
Yes.
And how they obviously broke up from one land mass and then over the billions of years or whatever floated out in there. Why can't that be possible for the whole universe?
He could be right.
What,
it was all one just big rock.
Blob.
And then it blew apart. Well, I mean, Big Bang Theory. That's
so you're saying that you're
and
related
what was
to dinosaurs.
That rock, what was that rock floating in?
It wasn't floating in anything. It's not floating. You talking about the Earth?
No, the big rock that blew up.
You're talking about the asteroid that hit the Earth when the dinosaurs...
No. She's talking about the beginning of the Big Bang Theory.
Nah. Big Bang Theory had nothing to do... I mean, it may have, if it's true... It started from nothingness, and the universe was the size of a pinhead, and then it blew
may
up.
May have if it was true.
Anyway, Shut up.
Hey.
All right. The cool video today at DougSteffen.com. It's a small girl named Natalie.
Well, she's not so small anymore.
No, but it was the picture that they took daily pictures of this girl. And then they put it together, time-lapse video, so you can watch over the course of a minute her come from the status of being a little baby girl to being a grown-up. It's really great.
Did you guys
great.
See baby
Look
Jessica?
I have a little tear in my eye. I see the baby Jessica.
Yeah,
oh, that was the one that was stuck in the pipe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she fell down the well.
Yeah, she turned 25, and now she's rich because people started a big savings fund for
her.
Oh, wow. Really?
Interesting. Yeah.
But she's rich just from that money?
She's rich. She has a trust fund that she just inherited because she turned 25, and she has two kids of her own.
Huh.
At 25?
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Where to start? She married?
I don't know.
Jessica McClure. Morales,
there was a
she
debate.
Must be.
Yeah.
Who was having the debate yesterday? Oh, I know. It was on The View. Ricky Lake was on plugging her new book and television show, whatever else she's doing. And the ladies were talking about marriage and why they would get married. Why would anybody get married? What's the point of being married? Or was it the guest that was on the day before that? Who was the woman that was on? It was maybe it wasn't Ricky Lake. It may have been somebody else because she's married. Whoever was on the day before was talking about marriage and how foolish it is, how unnecessary. It was an actress, but I can't remember who. Unnecessary. And
she's your new favorite, though.
Yeah, right. Right.
Whoever she is, yes, I'm with her. The Walmart gender bias case before the Supremers.
Oh, yeah.
High Court begins hearing arguments this week. Millions of former female employees have accused Walmart of treating them unfairly. I know that's hard for people to conceive because they're so fair to the rest of the... I have to be good about this. I promised I wouldn't do... what I used to do with them. Anyway, this is the only leg they have to stand on is that there are too many people. It's too broad. The class action case is too broad. They have to be separate. That's their only defense. They don't say no, they didn't do it. No, the only way they can beat this is to have it broken down.
That's the whole reason it's in front of the Supreme Court is to decide whether it can be a class action suit or not. They're not determining whether there was actually any wrongdoing. They're just saying, can this become a class action suit?
What Walmart is doing is just what Exxon did, spending billions of dollars to defend themselves instead of just paying off the employees.
It's the legal equivalent of, look over there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Get our eyes off the bomb.
Yeah, distraction.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
Bait and switch.
Look over there, Richie. Look.
Bait and switch.
All right. Do you, Jennifer, let's see here, Richie, doesn't apply anymore to Roberta, doesn't apply to me, but it does apply to my children in terms of, there's an interesting Twitter thread about watching or paying attention to your parents. Do you, in general, Jennifer, do you check on your Twitter account more often than you check on the well-being of your mother and father? Now, you're with your father a lot because you work in the same company, the same business, and you and your mother are better on the phone, what, 3-4 times a day?
Yes. Yeah, I check in with my parents a lot, but I'm going to say when I'm on the air, I mean, I spend 4 hours a day on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I still, even though I check in with my parents probably
more than
the
average person.
So you're
more devoted to Twitter than you are your parents?
No, definitely my parents. I give up Twitter like that.
She's more devoted. She may pay more attention.
Attentive. Is that what you're wording?
Yeah.
She may pay more attention. I think she may be more attentive to her parents.
More attentive to my parents, for sure. But I'm a freak, you know. I'm an only child, so I'm very close to my parents, and I talk to them probably more than I should every day.
Why? What do you mean more than you should?
Well, I mean probably more than is normal.
Is it unhealthy?
No, I don't think so. I love them. How can I not check in with them?
See, that's what I said. We talk about this. Tony and I talk about this a lot, especially now that she's out here with the kids around. Megan and I and Tony had three different conversations yesterday about her Facebook posting, the dog having broken its tendon in its tail. And, I mean, there were other discussions. I just want to know how they were doing. And then I paid a compliment to Megan's husband, Matthew, about what a good job he's doing taking care of my daughter. And, you know, that kind of stuff. We went on and on. But Megan was most concerned about the dog. They took him to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
To see if he'd broken his tail or if he was sick because his tail was just hanging there. And, you know, when a dog's tail doesn't work, usually that
it's an extension of their spine.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I never knew that until my dog hurt his tail. And
what do you
I didn't
think?
Realize it.
When you
is the bone from their spine.
When you fall
going.
Down, theirs just isn't. Our tail,
like tail
is gone.
Yeah.
And we used to have, when we came from the other planets, we had tails. And over the years, the tails have fallen off, or somebody has bobbled
them
off.
Well, no, they, when you're a fetus, or actually an embryo, you do have a tail.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Sometimes my aunts never fell off, you know.
Yeah, some babies are born.
Yeah, if you cut them off. So, but the coccyx that's in the end of your spine, you're falling,
it
really hurts.
You can say that.
Oh, gosh, I broke that in a snowboarding accident.
Remember that day you took me skiing and I fell down, and that's what I fell down on? I fell on the ski on my coccyx.
Yeah.
You know, the coccyx landed on the ski.
Well, you remember when I broke my tailbone in my wrist?
I do remember that, Roberta.
Do you remember that time I shook my
tail
feather?
All right,
anyway. Moving along now.
Well, Richie, so in your term, you have two parents you're close to.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend talking to you every day, speak to your dad and your mom?
I do not. I probably speak to one of them, not every day, every couple of days. I probably speak to both of them twice a week. So four times a week I speak to the both of them, so almost every day.
Right. And they like it? They want to be close to you?
They
talk to you about you, they talk to you about the children.
Well, I mean, once you have small kids,
they care about. They don't give it. They don't.
They try to pretend that they're interested in what's going on with me.
They're not.
But they don't really care.
No.
All right. So, Roberta, turning the tables around, though, your children, you know, Victoria is still living with you, so you're with her 3-4 hours a day, often.
Do you think your children spend more time with their social networking or with you?
Oh, definitely with their social networking.
Both of them.
But the social networking actually has helped me keep in touch with them more.
Why? You're not on Facebook or Twitter.
No, I'm not on Facebook or Twitter, but we email and we text a lot.
I think she's secretly, Richie, I think she has a secret account.
I do, too. I know she does.
Roberta has a secret account.
Yeah, me too.
And I, you know where to look? Look under puffy eyes.
Yeah, right.
See if you can find Roberta under puffy eyes.
But you know what? Now that my parents are dead, I talk to them more than when they were alive. I talk to them every day, sometimes several times a day.
Because they never answer back.
Yeah. You don't have to deal with the back talk.
You always get your way now. Of course you do.
Well, sometimes I ask them what I should do. It's like when I'm cooking something and I can't remember what's next, so like one of my dad's recipes, I ask him and then he tells me.
Does he answer? How does he answer?
He just
open the cabinet and throw the paprika at you?
Though I'll tell you, as I'm cleaning out their house, sometimes he directs me to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird that I have like this urge to go somewhere and look. And when I look there, it's like, oh, my goodness.
There it is.
There it is.
It's really
weird. What an amazing
weird.
Phenomenon.
It's really, really weird.
All right. So let's spend a moment getting your eyes fixed. If you're a lady who, and then gentlemen too, I think professionals really would prefer this. This is a very good way. A lot of professionals very conscious of their appearance. They want to look beautiful. They want to look brand new every day. The way for you to look bright, beautiful, and brand new every day when it comes to your eyes is this age-fighting cream called Lumatone. L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. I don't understand. The simple message here is it gets rid of dark circles, bags, fine lines, puffiness, crow's feet, that sort of thing. And right this minute, when you call this number, you can get a free bottle of Lumatone. Try it yourself. You have nothing to lose. 800-894-3302. It addresses all kinds of issues. And because the listeners who are calling that number right now are going to get a free bottle, why don't you join them? There's no limit to the number of free bottles. 800-894-3302. And there's a guarantee with Lumatone as well. When you use it, you got to be satisfied in the first 4 to 6 weeks. Well, you get the money back once you get on to the routine. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. That's the story. Lumatone, available now. Lumatone, 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
this week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the owner of a Radio Shack franchise, has upped foot traffic at his store by offering free guns when you get a new satellite television subscription.
Well, that's nice.
Fear not, those opposed to gun ownership and those who might be interested or wouldn't be able to get it because of the full background checks. If you don't want the gun, you get a free pizza instead.
Pizza or a
gun. If you look
gun,
at the
huh?
sign, Richie, we ought to have...
Good Lord.
Get Michael to save this picture and send it over to our photo gallery. The sign says, protect yourself with Dish Network. Sign up now. Get a free gun.
Hmm.
There's no periods on the marquee, so it looks a little... They took some license there. The owner says that the promotion really fits their location. The manager of the store told the newspaper the gimmick had been really successful. So you get a gun.
I'm pretty sure that Dish Network wouldn't be behind this promotion.
I wouldn't have thought that Dish Network would like that.
They have all these distributors.
Right. Well, no, they have a
it's just like the cell phone companies, AT&T, Verizon.
Right, it stores itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway.
Independent.
Simply sign a contract, purchase certain equipment, set up an installation date, and you can be the proud owner of a 380 caliber handgun. Is that a 38? What's a 380 caliber?
I guess
or 20 gauge.
That
shotgun.
Way, when you get upset that your disc got blown
you
by the wind and it's not
TV.
Working, you can go out and blow it up.
Do what Elvis did. Put a hole in it.
Shoot your television.
Isn't it wonderful? What a great world we live in. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 51 past the hour.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today, 77.
The President, our mission in Libya, and an attempt to inform and clarify. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. What is our mission in Libya? Why did we intervene? And what's next? President Obama tried to address all of those questions and more in an address delivered to the nation last night from the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. The President called Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi a brutal tyrant who launched a military campaign against his own people.
Cities and towns were shelled, mosques were destroyed, and apartment buildings reduced to rubble.
The President emphasizing that this is an international effort that followed through on a UN resolution and that he waited as long as he could.
And as President, I refuse to wait for the images of slaughter and mass graves before taking action.
Now, while the U.S. took the lead when this operation began, the President said NATO is assuming control of the mission from here. And going forward, President Obama said it's not for the U.S. to decide what happens in Northern Africa and the Middle East.
The United States will not be able to dictate the pace and scope of this change. Only the people of the region can do that.
The President adding that countless lives have been saved and a humanitarian crisis averted because of this international action. Among those reacting to the President's address last night, the man he beat in the 2008 election, Republican Senator John McCain, who offered praise for the speech about Libya.
I think that the first part of his speech I thought was excellent, and he laid out the reasons why it was important to intervene.
Senator McCain did caution that military pressure must be kept up against Gaddafi to avoid a stalemate such as the one that followed the first Gulf War. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the stock market retreated slightly in the final few minutes of trading yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 23-point drop to 12,198. NASDAQ and S&P down as well. Crude oil down $1.42 a barrel, finishing up at $103.98. Volkswagen recalling more than 71,000 Jetta sedans in the U.S. due to a defect with this. Yes, the horn. A defect in the horn's wiring could cause the car to stall. Some 71,000 Jettas from model year 2011 are affected by the recall. VW says the defect hasn't caused any injuries or accidents thus far. Technicians fighting an uphill battle at Japan's crippled nuclear power plant. Plutonium has been found in the soil of the facility, which is 150 miles north of Tokyo. The plant operator says the levels detected don't pose a health threat. Earlier, company officials announced finding highly radioactive water in tunnels at the site. Japan's nuclear agency says there's no sign the water was able to escape into the sea. The NCAA college basketball men's tournament. Very few people in ESPN.com's tournament challenge have all four Final Four teams still alive. Out of nearly 6 million entries, only two have Connecticut, Kentucky, VCU, and Butler correctly chosen for the national semifinals. And finally, let's take a trip to the zoo. This is quite a zoo. All right, everybody, calm down. Man, that was easy enough. Anyway, the Bronx Zoo in New York City, a major attraction for residents and out-of-towners alike. Well, the folks at the Bronx Zoo are currently looking for something. A deadly Egyptian cobra that was reported as missing over the weekend. Zoo officials believe the cobra is hiding in a non-public isolation area after making its escape. Animal expert Jack Hanna says the zoo has taken appropriate steps in dealing with something that can happen at any large facility. The fact it happens at all is a little unnerving, but Hanna says New Yorkers do not need to panic.
This snake is hiding right now. It's not going to be out there looking for people like that movie, What Snake on TV, when he's in an airplane or something.
Yes, that movie, Snakes on a Plane. Cue Samuel L. Jackson, please.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you, Samuel L. Let's just hope the Bronx Zoo finds this cobra before it winds up flying first class to a warmer climate. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though. Cowboy boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4", yeah.
Richie, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think it's even some tight jeans with that big ass.
Did I just say that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's a beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us. Let's step in thick.